It is 10 minutes past 8. We're coming to you from Dundalk in County Louth this morning, just a few minutes' drive from where we are now. The lives of five young friends came to an end in an instant on Saturday night when the car in which they were travelling struck another vehicle and crashed. There were six friends in the car. Five of them died. They were all in their 20s. They were all connected across the North East and even Scotland. Now they're tragically connected by a crash which has shattered the lives of their families in Monaghan, Meath, Louth and Lanarkshire. The five who died were Chloe McGee from Carrickmacross in County Monaghan, Alan McCluskey, her boyfriend from Drumconrath in County Meath, Dylan Commons from RD, all of whom were 23 years old. There were two 21-year-olds, Shay Duffy, also from Carrickmacross, and Chloe Hipson from Lanarkshire in Scotland. Our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan, is with us now. Laura, a terrible, terrible tragedy that has greatly affected the people all across the North East. What is known at this point about what happened on Saturday night?
Yes, Justin, well, this two-car collision happened on the RD Road just outside Dundalk town at around 9 o'clock on Saturday. And it was an ordinary Saturday night and a group of young people were doing what ordinary young people do. They were on their way out into Dundalk to socialise and to have a good time. But that journey, as we now know, ended in tragedy. There were six young people travelling in a Volkswagen Golf and five of them died in this crash. One young man in his 20s survived the crash and is being treated in hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. A second vehicle, a Toyota Land Cruiser, was also involved, and its two occupants, a man and a woman, also aged in their 20s, were also taken to hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Now, that scene, the scene that Gardaí, the Louth Fire Brigade, the paramedics and all first responders came upon that night, was indeed a horrific one. It has been described as very difficult, and they were also responding in very difficult weather conditions too. The road remained closed overnight on Saturday and again last night with local diversions in place as Garda Forensic Collision Investigators. They examined the scene yesterday, but they will have to continue that work and searches of the road this morning. The two vehicles were taken from the scene yesterday evening following an assessment by the state pathologist, and the remains of those five young people were taken to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda for postmortems to be carried out. And the investigation is ongoing. Gardaí have appealed for witnesses, and in particular anyone who was on that road or who has dash cam footage from the area on Saturday night between 8:30 and 9:15 to contact them.
And Laura, the victims, they were all young people, all in their 20s with their whole lives ahead of them. What do we know about them?
Yes, well, the names and photographs of these five young people were released yesterday evening. They were a group of friends aged between 21 and 23 from the wider northeast region between RD and Louth, Drumconrath and Meath, Carrickmacross in Monaghan, and one young woman who was from Lanarkshire in Scotland. We now know that among them was a young couple, Chloe McGee from Carrickmacross and Alan McCluskey from Drumconrath. Chloe McGee, a young woodwork and construction teacher at Ophi College in Dundalk. I visited the school yesterday, and outside the front door there were two flower boxes that she had made with her students, and she has been described as a master of her craft, someone who was energetic and dynamic, who gave everything to her work and to her students. Her boyfriend Alan McCluskey, very well known and active in his community in Drumconrath, he worked for a local fencing business, and we heard this morning they had recently returned from a holiday in Dubai to celebrate Chloe being made permanent in her dream job. Alan's childhood friend Dylan Cummins also died in this crash. He was from nearby RD and was a mechanic. Online tributes from people who knew him talked about his keen interest in motorsports, while the Drumconrath Meath Hill underage Gaelic football club said that Alan McCluskey had been a valued past player with the club. Shay Duffy was also from Carrickmacross in Monaghan. The Maracloon Mitchells GAA club paid tribute to their former player last night, posting on social media that the club and community mourned the heartbreaking loss of five lives. And Chloe Hipson, she was 21 years old from Lanarkshire in Scotland. It's understood she was living here in Ireland, and online tributes to her described her as someone who had the kindest soul and purest smile. And the North Motherwell Football Club in Scotland said they were devastated to hear of her death, that she was the younger sister of one of the club's veteran players, and that a minute's silence would be held in her memory.
Laura Hogan, our North East correspondent, thank you very much for that. Now, one of the victims of Saturday's crash, as you heard there, was the teacher, Chloe McGee, who was from Carrickmacross. across in County Monaghan, but worked here in Dundalk at the O'Fee Institute, where she taught woodwork and tech graphics and construction. And the principal of O'Fee Institute, Padraig McGovern, is with us now in our Dundalk studio. Padraig, good morning.
Good morning, Justin.
It's a very difficult morning, I know, for you and for the staff, and indeed the students at O'Fee Institute, where you've lost one of your young teachers, Chloe McGee. Tell me about her.
Well, the whole thing is scarcely believable, as, you know, I was speaking with Chloe on Friday, and she was full of fun and she was full of achievement and success and looking forward to the weekend. And then, you know, within 24 hours, that had all changed and changed drastically.
How did you hear the news?
I heard the news. One of our staff lives close to Chloe's family, and I heard the news about 2:30 on Sunday morning. Is that Saturday morning or Sunday morning?
On Sunday morning, yes.
And then it went on from there, and the news kind of developed and broke, and
yes, and Chloe was had just recently been made permanent. She had got a permanent job, and she was celebrating that. She loved her job.
Chloe was 3 years with us, and she had got her permanent contract, and that was a big thing for Chloe. She was very keen on her job. She was very much a part, she became very much a part of the fabric of our school, and both students and staff. She loved to help her students, loved to go the extra mile, was very good at her subject, and was also the sort of girl that was involved in everything, that all sorts of staff activities, any sort of new projects, anything that we were looking at to develop. She was there and willing to take part.
What are you going to say to the students this morning and the whole school community now who will be grieving, who will terribly, terribly miss Chloe?
Absolutely. And the news has been breaking over the weekend. So a lot of the students, in fact, all our students know, because we did send out a message yesterday to students and parents. And but today we have a plan in place to have assemblies for all students and to explain what has happened insofar as it is explainable, and to reassure students that, you know, they are supported and that we will have counsellors on site to help staff and students cope with this dreadful reality.
Padraig McGovern, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning about your colleague. We're also joined in our Dundalk studio by Michael Gallagher, Sinn Féin councillor from Drumconrath in County Meath. Michael, thank you for being with us this morning. I know that you also know some of the families and the victims of this awful tragedy.
I know two of them very well. Alan McCluskey was a neighbour of mine and lived in the parish there and was very much involved in the community in... they were very much involved with parish. The father was on the school parish council and very much involved with the parish.
And Alan was Chloe's boyfriend.
That's right, yeah.
So, yes. And for those families, for those two families in particular, this is that adds to the tragedy, doesn't it?
Well, it does add to the tragedy. And Chloe was also well known in the community. Alan was a very hard-working young lad. He worked on the father's farm, and he was involved with the father in the fencing business as well. And so was it. Dylan was a mechanic in his father's garage. So there were two maybe childhood friends. They were very close. Mm. You know, they lived about one lived in Loudon and Meath, they were only about a mile apart.
How has the community now responded, your own community in Drumcliff?
Well, the parish priest, Father Connaughton, organised a vigil last night and from 7 o'clock to 8 we were in the church, and it was, again, it was packed to capacity with a lot of young people. Look, people are stunned, saddened and just don't know where to go from there, and it's going to be a few really dark days ahead, you know, with the funerals and
There will be dark days ahead, indeed. And I know you also want to say something about the emergency services who attended the scene on Saturday.
Yeah, look, you have to have admiration for the emergency services. It was a really horrific accident, and, you know, the effects it will have on them people. And again, weather conditions wasn't great, so it was really a tough time for the Gardaí and the response unit and everybody involved. You know.
It's going to be a very difficult time ahead, isn't it, for the community, because the funerals of these five young friends are still to come, and they're spread across the northeast of this country, and indeed in Scotland as well. It's going to be a very tough week for everybody here in the northeast.
Well, it will, yeah. And in Connacht, actually, Shea Duffy was just about 6 miles away, even though he's living in Monaghan. And he would be known in the village of Connacht, but right across the whole region. And we had the tragedy there where the family was murdered there a few weeks ago, very, again, close to the area in Reestown. So, look, it's coming up to Christmas, and it's going to be a very tough time on the families involved. I'm just hoping, praises him. Well, get over it, you know.
We wish you and the community here in Dundalk and across the northeast the best in the coming weeks. Michael Gallagher, Sinn Féin councillor, and Padraig McGovern, the principal of OFI Institute. Thank you both for coming in to speak with us this morning. It is 21 minutes past 8.